We spoke last time about the meaning of being aware of the chayvus adam b'lomer, chayvus, the duty of a person in this world. And so Shaul mentions the first step in avodas Hashem, chassidus. Should know what's his obligation, what's his responsibility, and everything that he does in this world. And really, you can't speak about any subject in Avodas Hashem, Musa, without having in mind first the sheresh, the foundation. In other words, everything after you're sort of convinced and you took upon yourself, you're in Kabul, this union of Chayvus Adam B'lomer, so then everything has a different, makes sense in a different way completely. It means something else. Like this, you're just hearing drushes, just to hear a lot of drushes, enjoy the drushes, Musar, it's nice, it's good ideas. But it's completely different when it's something that it's negay very much, it means very much to the person. It's his whole life. It's when the person hears something it's negated to his health, it's negated to the health of his children, or even to his panasa. It means much more to him. He listens with different ears, pays much more attention. It enters much deeper into his nefesh, into his guf or his nefesh, and the mind becomes part of him. So really, if I would be a mishgiach and a yeshiva, I would give these drushes like steadily. Do with the Midas Medrash. So then you always, all drushes you have to make first an abdomen and review a little from this Yisoid of Chayvasa Adam Shev Lama until it becomes like part of the system, becomes part of the person. And then everything else has a different meaning. Any of which it means something else. So this Medrash, this call, I don't come so often, so I have to rely on the listeners. They should always review the first message, the first inyan of the Yisoid HaChassidus, like he calls it in Sudas Yisharan, Yisoid HaChassidus, Sheyresh HaAvoida, the root of Avoida. She's Tara, it should be clear by the person, she's Amitz, you should see the truth of it, you should be convinced that Ma'ahu Chavose, Shalom by long. What's the chayv of a person? A person has a certain chayv in this world, a certain obligation in this world, and this is to be have dveikis in Hashem, to have an akara in the Rabbi Nishlam, in order to meet to meet Hashem, to feel Hashem, to feel his neshama. Be like what you call an ish neshama, a person who lives with his neshama. And he's completely convinced, he sees it in his whole, he feels it, he sees it in his whole life, that he is only, he's a neshama that came down to this world to do, to accomplish something. That's the whole outlook on life. And then you could work on everything that comes afterwards. But this is not done. It should be very deeply rooted into the person's mind and neshama and heart. Then when he wakes up in the morning, his first thought should be, I'm now starting a new day of Chavos Adam B'Lam. In other words, my whole life is one duty, one thing. It's like getting closer and closer to Hashem. That's the whole meaning of Chaim. That's Chaim. That's Gehem Chayenu. That's not doesn't mean it's not it doesn't pertain to my Gash mystical life, to my life which comes to an end, but it's negated to my Chaim Nitzchiim, to my eternal life, to something that nothing could mean more than that. Chaim Neshama, Chaim Nitzchiim. This is a person would realize the importance of it. I don't know if this would get dazed. I don't know if he would be able to exist. He would have to control it a little and not be so much overtaken. Because what's more important? Eternal life, everything. If you're close to Hashem or if you're far from Hashem. If Hashem is close to you, or if your Hashem sort of rejects you, there's nothing. There's nothing that means more. I'll elaborate a little on it. I really don't have mind, but I can't skip. I have to go step by step. And I hope to start my Joshua. When, if I'll have time, I'll see. So I have to go step by step. Person has to know that the neshama. You could feel it, especially at certain times when there's the neshama really in the middle of davening sometimes, Yom Tov, the neshama sort of gets lifted up, gets lighted up, gets plugged in, you know, he feels there's nefesh, he's a bal nefesh. The neshama is a very, very ruchnistic, a very, I have the right words in English always, Edelhaus, sublime, type of existence, higher existence. So we speak a lot about Gehenna, like Gan Eden, many things that people think, oh, Gehenna, they punish you, like, you know, punish you. Or you enjoy, or you get punished. That's the whole meaning of life, you know, or you enjoy it, or you get punished. It's much more than that. It's much higher than that. It's much more than that. Just try. Just give an example, sort of. That probably that's about what happens. The first entrance that Nisham enters the Olam Elyon after living in this world. Before Nisham comes down to this world, Chazal say, Mashbiyin Noisa. He should be a tzaddik. Alti Roshi should be a Rosh. You swear him in his oath that he should he's sworn in to his responsibility, to his oath that he should be a tzaddik. I swore you in to become a tzaddik and don't be a Rosh. And Shamf swears, I'll be a tzaddik. And then there's another shiur. Take another shiur and to the neshama, fill the kol ha'olam kulo. The whole world would say you're a tzaddik. You should picture yourself like a rosh. Kol ha'olam kulo will say you're a tzaddik. Look at yourself like you're a rosh. Don't be a balgaiva. Don't feel arrogant or haughty. Be a humble. Be a anav. Be consider as humble as a rosh should really be. Rosh is not humble, but Rosh should be humble. He has reason to be humble, and you should picture yourself like the humbleness that's supposed to be for a Rosh. So first, you swear in every neshama to be a tzaddik. Not some a tzaddik. You swear in that if the whole world would say you're a tzaddik. So in other words, Hashem really hopes for every neshama to be such a tzaddik that the whole world would say he's a tzaddik. In other words, Baruch wants someone to be a real tzaddik, tzaddik emes. Tzaddik emes is a big madrega, tzaddik emes. Baruch doesn't think like a person thinks. If someone would manufacture so many people, so many b'nai adam in the world, and Baruch Hu saw tzaddikim shem mu'atim, it's very, 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 very little tzaddikim in the world, very scarce. The tzaddik is, how many tzaddikim? They're very, very, very little amount of tzaddikim in the world. How many tzaddikim? What's the percentage of tzaddikim for the people in the world? Even Klal Yisrael. I'm not sure. Tzaddik Emes, the world tzaddik Emes, doesn't mean what you call it. Tzaddik is a tzaddik. Tzaddik Emes is a madrig. You could say most generations, I'm just counting the fingers. What's the Madrega, it's called Tzaddik Emes. Kol Olam, a person that the whole world would say is a tzaddik. So if someone manufactures so many people, and so little would be tzaddik, you wouldn't expect every one of them to be a tzaddik. You know, it makes the statistics, according to the statistics, it's a small amount of a tzaddik. It was one of a million, maybe, or less. Tzaddikim. No, the question doesn't think that way. Every much expects of every person to be a tzaddik. Every person is expected to be a tzaddik. The first entrance, that Hashem enters the Olam Elyon, and he meets the Shechina Kedosha, meets the Rebbein Shloim, and they look. Shechina looks at him, he looks at the Shechina, they meet, their eyes meet. One gaze, and the Shechina says, put it back. That's worst of all the Gehenims in the world. You don't need a Gehenna. Yeah. The Gehenna was already, you go to the hospital, it's massacring you, but the tzar that from this first meeting, when the Shechina told the neshama that could have been better, should have done better. You don't need anything more. But that itself, if a person would think a little high, what that means to the neshama, what the Rebbein Shem means to the neshama, there's nothing closer than the Rebbein Shem and the neshama. The Hav and the Rebbein Shem with the neshama is something that has no explanation in the world. There's nothing that resembles that. It's everything in the world, all the Hav is there is in the world. All types of relationships, all types of a Hav, of love, of relationship, of closeness, of anything, is scarcely a cheap imitation, a mashal, an imitation of what it means, the nimshal. The nimshal is the relationship. Notice we have a relationship that a mother has to a child, a husband and a wife. You have all types of relationships. A Rebbe to a Talmud, you have all types of relationships. Close friends, brothers, twins, all types of relationships. So when you say, he's my twin brother, so everyone understands. It's a close relationship. He's this to me, he's my relative, he's this. You can define all relationships. There's a different relationship that doesn't have a resemblance. It's only one. It's only one such relationship. You could say, I'm Knesset Yisrael, and this is the Doido, like it says in Shir Hashir. He's the Boira, and I'm the Nivra. There's only one Boira, and only one Nivra. All the Nivram are really like one. It's one neshama, one communal neshama. So there's a Boira and a Nivra. There's a world and the creator of the world. That's all. What's doima? That's a certain relationship. Like a person and his wife. Like a child and a mother. A child and a father. There's a creator, and there's which is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's the Knesset Yisrael, which is called the relationship that the Rosh Hashanah has to his creation. That's Knesset Yisrael. So there's nothing else which resembles that. This is one. It's Achasi. Achasi Lima. There's Chol loshon shel chibur, every type of expression of closeness, of love, the Baruch Shem showed for Knesset Yisrael. Achoisi, Rayosi, Yenosi, Tamosi. All types of closeness, of ahava, the Baruch Shem relates to Knesset Yisrael. So, of course, we can't understand what this ahava means. It's the closest relationship that shy. So, if you hurt your best friend and you hurt him very, very badly, you make him feel really bad. You know, it's very important for the Rebbe Shem that he should be a tzaddik. What that means to the Rebbe Shem, can't even explain. But it means to the Rebbe Shem everything. And for the Shom, it means everything. And you go in a certain, made the Rebbe Shem feel bad. You separated yourself from the Rebbe Shem. In other words, you just rejected the Sahava. You didn't care about this Sahava. This makes the Neshama feel such a tzar. And it's a tzar amiti. It's not a tzar of this world. This world, you change. Everything changes. A person has a tzar in this world, you know, it can pass. It can, tomorrow he'll forget. It's a world of forgetting. Everyone knows that they have the Chas v'Shalom, the worst tragedy could happen, the worst tzar, everything, but at a certain time, it'll stop and they'll forget about it. But this is the eternal world. This is the Amasa world. This is the Olam HaNitzchi. So you don't have to have a bigger Musar than to realize, only one time, to realize what it means. That's all. And the Ishvur that we sworn in, Tihi Tzadik, be a Tzadik and don't be a Rosh. Everything needs a definition. That's the real way of learning Musa, especially Bzman Hazeh. Bzman Hazeh, there's many drachim learning Musa. You learn Musa and it's not only you learning, there's Bzman Hashem said that he didn't write a sefer to say any news, any chedusha. He's only mentioning things that everyone knows about, but they just are not aware of it. They don't think about it. On the contrary, because everyone knows it and it's so simple and so basic, so no one even thinks about it. So he wrote people to remind them things that they don't think about. In other words, the Muslim is also a certain therapy. It's a certain psychological therapy. It's a Torah way of healing the abnormal abnormalities of the nafesh. So there are many ways in learning Musa, performing this therapy which is called Musa. First, this is everyone's moedan. I mean, this is the derech. That's the basic derech. You have to have a certain vitamin of Musa every day. Take a vitamin. Take a pill. Take a vitamin of Musa. In other words, it has to be infused in your system through a constant process of feeding your neshama with this vitamin, which is called Musa. In other words, every day you have to learn at least. It's not the same by everyone, it's different according to his time that he has, according to his nature. But it's a certain sheer kivua, a sheer which you have every day. And it's good in the morning before you start your day. And you have your mind is like it's rested, and you have yeshiva das, not in a rush. 15, 20 minutes, musa. You don't have to feel anything, you don't have to. But it has to be infused into your system, a certain ideas, the way of thinking that Musa thinks. And slowly but surely, it's going to have its effect that your mind will be think like Musa. Your mind will be set in the track, go on the track of Musa. In other words, you think everything with a perspective of Musa. Musa. That's the basic. That's like it's an important part of your diet. You know, But you have to do it. You have to do it to keep healthy, to be healthy. To just if you don't do it, you're just all types of germs, all types of ruchnistik yitzharas will get the better of you. You know, you have to have a certain protection. It's called musar every day. Now, if you want to shteig, if you want to go further, you want to be a ben aliyah, so there are many ways. There's ways of meditation, sort of, you know, thinking and visualizing. Everything, like you visualize what the Gehanam is, you visualize what Yimoisa Mashiach is, you visualize what a tzaddik is, and you have to think very much and make a picture of it. Make a picture in your mind and connect yourself to that picture, and until you feel it, you feel like you're experiencing it. You're experiencing you're meeting a tzaddik in your mind. You just met the Baal Shem Tov. You think like you use your imagination to imagine what the Baal Shem Tov was. From everything that you know, from all your knowledge that you know about the Baal Shem Tov, about what a tzaddik is, you picture yourself, this is the Baal Shem Tov. I'm now meeting the Baal Shem Tov. I'm now looking at the Baal Shem Tov. And you're gazing at the greatness of the Baal Shem Tov. Greatness is... Until you met the Baal Shem Tov. And then this has an effect that you should feel that you want to be like the Baal Shem Tov, at least in part. You want to resemble to the Baal Shem Tov. You want to be a chassid of the Baal Shem Tov. You have a yearning to be like the Tzad. Or you visualize God, the Saboira, greatness of Hashem, how great Hashem is. From all your knowledge, you collect everything that you know, and you think deeply. It's a sort of a type of stakless ruchni, a looking, a ruchni to gaze at the yonim ruchni, and until you feel it too. You experience that it's an experience. That's one way. The old Bala Musa of Reb Sosalanti used to learn Musa with the spilus, it was called Musa with the spilus. They used to sing a nigun with a certain Musa and loud and say it over again. So once the Mashgiach of Rosh Hashiva of Manchester learning Musa, a nigun, and he cried, and used the emotional tactics of bringing out your emotions, your feelings, and feel along with what it says. Repeating it and saying it loud, and Musa, with a nigun, with a sirus, and that's also a way. It's a certain tactic of bringing out the feelings of your neshama. You should feel it too, not only know about it. Another way, I think this way is most pertaining to Zman Hazeh. Zman Hazeh is like the way people think today is like they think in a certain intellectual way. No. The lomdas in Torah, also the lomdas used to learn. They used to learn more bikkuris, more fast. Now they learn more the litvish way. The lomdas, you learn a sugya, amkus, and standard. So I think Musa should also be in this way. You have to work so much on the feeling of it. You just learn it like a sugi. You have to learn it like a sugi. For that, not everyone is able to learn it that way. You should have a rabbi to teach him. Because everything that says the Musa is rooted in very depths of Torah. Everything in Sulis Yisharim is rooted in Chacham Sakabalim. Sulis Yisharim was one of the greatest Mekabalim there was. And it has the Oymig of Divrei Chazal, that the Chazal speak about Musa, or the Psukim speak about Musa, should be learned like a sugi in Baba Kama, like a sugi of in Lomdus. It's a very Lomdus limit. It's a very deep limit that should really be learned the Lomdus. I'll try to. I had a mind to give a certain sample, at least start a sugi, and show a little sample of such a way of learning. And once you understand it and you're convinced that this is mamish, it's gewaldig. It's the real truth. It's the real amos. This is actually also that the most mekubaldik, accepted Sifrei Musa, which is like considered like our main rabbis on Musa, these two svarim, which everyone should be kavu in it, should learn it mostly, is Mesillas Yesharim and the Chayim Salvavos, considered like the two halacha and Musa, that's the halacha of your paskim, like the Chavis Avavus and like the Mesillas Yesharim. because he passed them. What they say is the halacha and avodas Hashem. It's hilchos avodas Hashem. There are many very important halachas which are taught in to Klal Yisrael through the Mesillas Yesharim and Chayim Savoros. And no, that she should be bucking that. And no, this is the mahalach. Of course, Chalim is Musa Sfarim, but Lahalacha, these are the main Musa Sfarim. These are always the Klal Yisrael since the Sashan came out. And Savoros and all those, it's Mamish. The main, the basic Sefer Musa. Of course, there's also a different Sfarim. A person feels a connection, different Sefer. It's not various, of course, it's also good. But they're Klal, generally speaking. These are considered the main Musa Sfarim. And you learn Musa like a sugi, and you have it clear until you get identified with this Indian that Musa taught you. In other words, just like Chassidim, the best marshal would be, you're a chassid of a rabbi. If you're a chassid of a certain rabbi, your vision's a chassid, you're a bomb of a chassid, you're a chassid. So you carry on yourself a sign, a label, I'm a vision tzachas, I'm a bubble tzachas. And everything that you do, you talk like a bubble tzachas, you dive like a bubble tzachas, you dress like a bubble, right? You identify yourself with your rabbi, this rabbi, that rabbi. So you can become a chassid also of another. I'm a chassid of another. I identify myself with another. I like another so much. Another is such a beautiful midah, such a beautiful, such a valdig midah, the midah of another. I hate gava through the core. I hate gava like I hate the Germans. Gava, that's so evil. That's such a nachash, such a serpent, such a snake. It's so. Mamish, I hate it, Mamish, to the core. So that makes you for honor. That makes you because you're an honor fan. But it could be in America, we would say more the Momaran circus, I would say you could be a fan of a midah. Just a Yankee fan, a Met fan. You're a fan of a midah. I root for that. I root for honor. I hate Gam. I'm against the Dodgers. I'm against Gam. I hate Gam to the core. Mamish, I've hated Mamish. So this comes through learning the sugi of another, learning the sugi of the faults and the evilness and the lowness of Gaiva until it becomes part of your system. No, not someone's teaching you. It's your team. It's your zach. It's your thing. I'm Mr. Anova. I go for Anova. I root for Anova. So slowly but surely, it will sink into your system. And there's also the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam passing of his days. That Adam Nimshech Achav Loisav. A person is attracted to his actions. Act like Anova. Together with having Anova in your mind, you should act, do what an Anav does. And your intention should be that through your actions, it should make you really Anav. The actions should have an influence on your mind, on your feelings, and that would make you. No, don't look for cover, don't brag about yourself, try to be a Hatzna Lechas, try to be, of course, everything has to be done with, with das. You go too much at a time, you go too far, it's no good. But according to your ability, according to how much your nerves could carry, be honest. If you go too far, then it's gonna be, you couldn't take it. You take a medicine too much, it's no good. As much as you can be civil, go b'derech, lot, slowly but surely, steadily, surely, and until it will sink in, you'll become honest. So just the basic Derech on being kinder, midos tovus, Musa, or learning kfius, learning steadily, study shir every day, reish adas, and if you could, not everyone could do it, but try to do it as much as you can, or get a rabbi for that, learn be'in, and to, you know, have it out, what the shorish of it is, and the daima and everything, until you have it, it's a sugi baba kama. It's a sugi. You understand it at its depth, at its shorish, and also act like an anuf. Bring it on to action. Do what an anuf should do. Let's say you have kin on someone, you envy someone. So, also you have to know, sometimes you have to put your foot down. In other words, this wouldn't go. This wouldn't go. This is so evil, so bad. I'll go all out. I'll fight to the end. Or it's you envy someone. You know, someone's successful, and you feel sort of a competition with him. You know, two Rosh Hashivas, to be bigger Rosh Hashiva, two businessmen. No difference. It's all the same. The midos is all the same. Two Rosh Hashivas. One sits here, and one sits here. And one is matzliach, and one is not matzliach. One has a whole oilam that learns his Torahs and asks him shaylos, and is the success of the yeshiva. And one is just the same Talmud Chacham as the other one, but just matzliach. He's not a mashpia like he doesn't have the whatever you need to be able to be mashpia to the Talmidim. He doesn't have. Hashem didn't give him that, and he sits alone, and no one looks at him, and no one wants to come to yeshiva, and they sit side by side. Best idea really would be for this Rosh Hashiva to go someplace else. Because it's a big Nisoy. You shouldn't bring yourself to such a Nisoy. It's very, very hard to sit next to your competition and see him be successful, you not be successful. Try your best not to go into such a Nisoy. Don't be too smart and say, I'll make it. I'll to the angle bring this on. It's a certain Nisoy you have to run away from. But let's say you can do it. Can. This is Panos, he can't leave. That's the place where Hashem put him. And what should he do? We'll see the Rebbe will help him. It seems that he'll have to do something which is impossible, but a little shtadlus, a little starting off in the middle and doing the right thing. We'll see revolving the Shemai. Because the Rebbe doesn't give nisyonis to a person test that he can't pass. If it's very hard, the Rebbe will help. So the first thing is that he should have a very close relationship to this Rebbe. Be very friendly to him, very nice to him. Give him chizik, give him encouragement. The opposite which a Baal Kinnah would do. Not chas v'sholom, come and speak bad about him, and put him down, and make a machloikis with him. It's so low. It's low even for a Negro to do. I mean, it's low, shebelow. And a Rosh Hashiva should do that. If Rosh Hashiva does that, it's not only it's low, it's a Chil Hashem. It's the worst of it. You should picture, so let's say this Rosh Hashiva becomes sick, Chas v'Shalom. He becomes sick, he goes to the hospital. And there will be a big pity because he's in a very bad matzah, he's sick. So then the Rosh Hashiva would realize this neighbor, that is. He's not mekanim so much. He starts to like him a little. But yeah, he'll be mispal for him and daven for him and tell him to daven for him. So isn't that aren't you a snake? Aren't you? You only could love him when he's in a bad matzav in the hospital. That's the only time that you could have a havata. In other words, that he should deserve that you should. You shouldn't hate him. He has to lie in a hospital in a very bad matzav in a rachmanis, and then you'll be happy and you'll start loving him. When he's successful, and that's not good. That's not good. He's successful now. Then I envy him. It's a real nachash. It's low shabalow. So you put your foot down. This don't go. By me, this doesn't go. No. It's a yitzhar, this doesn't go. I'll fight it with all my might. I'm a chassid of the opposite of kinnah, of toivah zai. I'm a ish toivah zai. The bunch gave me an assign of kinnah because the bunch wants me to be a toivah. I can't be a toivah. I have kinnah. I can't help myself. I have kinnah. Do what you can. Act like a toivah. Give him chizik. Give him, you know, all out. Tell all the Talmidim, have such a wonderful Rosh Hashiva. He's such a wonderful Rosh Hashiva. He's a machai. I should have such a Rosh Hashiva when I was young. It's gewaldig. And you have a very close relationship. You see that the Rosh was going to give you a merdi kisyat and shemai. First of all, many times the Rosh will show you your success in your own world. You don't have to become his world. You'll be successful in what's the Rosh which planned out for your success. This is his success. This is his thing. And you have your thing. Maybe you'll, the Baruch Hashem, I'll just give examples. There'll be many ways. Maybe the Baruch Hashem will bench you, will bless you with married good children. Children will be Goinim. Goinim are Rosh Yeshivas, which will be Mashpia for the whole world. Only the schus of your Tovus Ayin. The whole koyach of being such big Rosh Yeshivas because the schus of your Tovus Ayin. And really, I saw it many times. I saw Rosh Yeshiva there. Such Chiddush said, I don't want to mention his name. It wasn't Matzliach or nothing. But his grandchild is a big, big Mashpia. And I'm a toilet in the Tovus Ayin of this Rosh Yeshiva. Because he never made any machlokes with anyone that was successful in the Yeshiva more than him. You'll be Matzliach, that you feel a more time on learning. Advaikus, and Sikhs in Torah. You don't have to be kind of this big Rosh Yeshiva. If you learn Torah and you're successful in your own Torah and you're steiging in your own Torah, you become a Talmud Chacham, you have a Mesikis, you have a connection to Hashem. You don't have to yearn to be like the Shulchan of the Malachim, but Malachim is also Rabbanim, the big famous people. You're better than them. You're more successful than them. And Talmud Chacham that is in the Dal Dam Shalalacha, and the Mamish Licks in Torah and Dal Dam Shalalacha is the biggest Madrek you can reach, much more than the biggest Rosh Hashivas. Shulchan Aruch Gadol Meshulchan. Once someone came to the Chazon Ish and he told him that he does a lot for Yiddishkeit and he accomplishes a lot. Really, the Chazon Ish was Mamish impressed. The Mamish in the Karim Chaykim and he's a big Mashpir. And he told about it, the Chazon Ish, he told him what he does and his work. Listen to this. This is very hush. Then he went to another room. There was Chaim Kanevsky was learning there. So he said, told this person, if you'll be Zoicha, maybe they'll let you sometimes look into the Gan Eden of Reb Chaim Kanevsky. Because Shulchan Aruch Gadol Meshulchan. That person is Dal Dam Shel Halacha. Didn't want nothing. Didn't want anything. Only Shifti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chaya. Lachsus b'noyim Hashem, l'vaki b'chol, that's all we want. Ach, Hashem, al t'imeis Hashem. So it's a big success. If he would be Mekanahem, so it would be, he wouldn't have this world, he wouldn't have next world. It would be a Gehanim in this world, the next world. Like this, he has a Ganeidin, it doesn't bother him. Adrabba, the Talmidim of this person who is so successful will be Machshav very much, his Rosh Hashiv, they respect him very much. No, he sees he's not Matzliach, and he has no kinah, this person. They'll come speak and learn with him. And this Rosh Hashiva many times ask him shailas, and he'll say a good svara. He'll repeat it by his shir, by shachem. This great Talmud Chacham. This it was mamish meir and I in this shir, and he told me this chiddush and it's gevaldi. He'll have covered in this world and he'll cover the next world because he did the right thing. He didn't listen to the Yetzer Hara. Didn't listen to, and he's never a big siyata d'shmai. So in other words, you should know that. You have to be kind of the Musa, you have to be kind of learn through a sugi until you know this is my thing. This is my thing. This is my. Many times you can't be a fan of all midas, you can't be a chassid of all rabbis, but you have a few things, and it's very closely connected, interrelated one with another, all the midas. And once you're very much in one midah, that's going to help you in all the midas. You'll be matzliach in all the midas. So it's very good to be kinder, work on be kinder midas, make it part of your system, make it part of yourself. And then you go from madrega to madrega, as long as you live a different world. The meaning of life changes completely. It becomes a whole new life. What's life? What's chai? What's chai? I want someone to define what it means. What's the meaning of chai? Existence, eating potatoes, keeping at a certain schedule. Now I learn. But what's chai? What's this all about? Chai means halicha lefnei Hashem. You're going to Hashem. You're going from madrega to Hashem. That's the whole The whole purpose of Chaim, everything revolves around this Indian of being a hoylech lefnei Hashem, a shalech lefnei Hashem. You get up in the morning, you think the first thing, how am I going to be a hoylech lefnei Hashem today? They mean something. After I finish the day, I make a certain calculation. What did I profit in this day? What did I get closer to Hashem? Did I get further to Hashem? Try tomorrow, maybe make it better, whatever. But you're a hoylech lefnei Hashem. It's a different definition of life. It means something else. Every davening means something else. Everything you do means something else. It's you're living in a different world. So you have to go into this world of hoylech lefnei Hashem, of people that go lefnei Hashem. They are convinced and they took upon themselves the oil of Malach Hashemayim, that Chavosoi Be'lomoi, and that's their purpose. Everything goes around that. So let's start a little sample on that. Not too much time left, but you know, like we said, to adore a sugya, to be ma'ayin in a sugya in Musa. And you should know it's very deep sugyas which are very not less deep than Tokfikoyan, like than Zikya, than all the hard sugyas in Shas. It's a very lumbish sugya. So let's start with the middle of Anova and Gai. A little touch on. Maybe next year we will continue, but please start. You know that the Sechta is always it's called the Sechta Midas Torahs. Sechta is always. It starts Moshe Kibul Torah. There are many tribes. The Shaykh is with the Sechta of Midas. Moshe Kibul Torah. Sinam Torah. Yeshua. What connection does it have with Sechta Zogos? So the Mepharshim say about Tanurus brings on the Pshat. Since Umas Oilam, Chachmei Umas Oilam, the secular Chachamim also made Svarim on Midos. So you might think that the Chachmei Yisrael also made such a type of a sefer on Midos, because it's Midos, it's not mitzvahs, it's not very little mitzvahs that there are on Midos. Most mitzvahs I speak about different things. There's a reason for that too. I wouldn't go into the explanation of that, why there's so little mitzvahs of midos, but not too many mitzvahs. So you might think that they vadum libam, like the Bartner says, they had their own ideas and their own shittas, and they made a sefer on midos, like the Chas V'Shalom, Lahavdil M'Soilim. So you say, no, everything is Mishnah. Everything they took only from Mishnah. From the Torah, they understood everything from the Torah. They saw it in the Torah, and they Darsh in the Torah, they knew everything. Just like every halacha is in the Torah, it's Misina. It's a different pshat. Since Moshe was the Onoch Mekalahar, and Sinai was the Namach Mekalahar, the lowest of all mountains, and the Torah was given to Moshe Misina, so that means that the biggest midah of all midas is Anova, and the worst midah is Gaiva. So that's the beginning of Masechtas Avos, stating that Moshe is the Mufchar Nishi, the perfect person is Moshe, the most perfect person in the world is Moshe, and Anav is the most perfect Midah. And Sinai symbolizes that. Moshe, Sinai, Anav. So you connect both Chatan and say like this, that even the Chachma Umezoim also know that humbleness is a good Midah. And that arrogance is a bad midah. Of course, it's a seichel, it's a svarim. You should understand that. But to the extent how much anav is a good midah, and how far anav goes, that Moshe, the Mufkar Ranishi, should be the anav mikol adam. In other words, anav mikol adam means he's the humblest person of anyone in this world. No one was so humble like Moshe. It's also pshat that Moshe considered himself the lowest person of all people in creation. It's very hard to understand that. Why should Moshe feel himself more humble than everyone else? It's also part of the sugya. Now only ask the kasha. I wouldn't give the Teretz now, because it's a more lengthy explanation. Let's say I'm saying only the Kasha. This is certain that the Torah never tells a person to I said word in English, it's halten, to hold it. It's halten, so it's halten.
Consider yourself.
Not mamish. No, in this case, it's not mamish. Okay, to believe something that's not ours. No, the Torah never tells you that you have to be, you have to have an opinion which this opinion is not ours. Everything, Torah is ours. Torah tells you to be humble. And tzaddikim, we saw by tzaddikim that, and it's built on the Chazal, moed moed avay shval ruach. It should be very, very shval ruach. It should be, you should consider it, havei benach karashu, we learned before. You should consider that mamash as humble as a rashu. You should consider that he is supposed to be as humble like a rush. So take the Chafetz Chaim, take a big tzaddik. I'll ask everyone in this place, was the Chafetz Chaim a tzaddik or was he a rush? Was a tzaddik. Everyone, Kulama Moedim was a tzaddik. Did the Chafetz Chaim consider himself a tzaddik or he considered himself a rush? It would be pretty proper to say that the Chafetz Chaim considers himself a rush. I'm not so sure about it. It's a sugi. But he was as humble. He thought, I'll ask another different question. Was the Chafetz Chaim lower than this person in the street, or was he high? Much higher. No comparison, nothing. Did he consider himself lower than this person, or high? Consider himself lower than this person. So the question is, how did he believe a Shekhin? It's a Shekhin. And the Torah never tells you to believe a Shekhin. That's a good question. I'll not answer it now. I'll leave it like this. It's a sugi, just so you understand how deep the sugi of Gaiva is. You have to learn being. You're not supposed to. And many people make a mistake. They think that they have to believe that they're worse than everyone because it sounds like in the side effect. But do you think that that's the Amos? Do you think that's the Amos? No. So how can you believe that if it's not the Amos? The Torah is the Torah's Amos. The Torah never tells you to be an opinion that's not Amos. Okay. Leave it at that. But there's an Indian of another that goes to a very deep, very big extent. The honor of the Kol Adam. Not only that, another is the biggest middle of all the middles. Everything is based on another. And the worst of all the middles is Gaiva. In other words, if you want to say it in a different way, you could say like the, say that. Who's the king? Who's the king of all middles toys? Another. Who's the king of all middles roars? Gaiva. No, as you go into the jungle of Midas Rose, ask who's the lion in this jungle? Who's the king in this jungle? Gaiva. Gaiva is the lion of all Midas Rose. Everything revolves around Gaiva. And in the Kedusha, Anava is the king. Anava. David HaMelech is the king because he's Talas Vayish. He's in the Kabbalah's language is Lesley Megar Meklum. He has nothing of himself. He's nothing, mamash. His eye of efforts. So this Yisoid, this fundamental law of Musa is only Misina. You can't know it only Misina. Because the Seichel, the plain Seichel would say that Anab is very nice, it's very good, it means a lot, but it's not the main thing. Anab doesn't obligate you to be so much honest, so humble. Maybe it's not good. It's going to take away your self-esteem. No, you have to have self-esteem too. And, it's no good. It could bring bad results. It could bring you to very bad results if you're not honest. No, you should be honest. You know, be nice, be honest, be humble. But this should be, you should be humble. Worse, you should consider it. Honor and color, honor. That's a Yisoid Misina. Moshe Kibbul Torah Misina, that Moshe is the honor of the Kol Adam, and this is the beginning of Masech Tesavos. This is a Yisoid which shows you that all the Rei Chazal come from Sina. Because in the, look in the secular Sfarim books, you wouldn't see it. So why is it like this? Why is the Anava the biggest mida of all the ministers? So you have to understand first, what does it mean to have ministers? You have to be a good person, midas tovus. Doesn't need explanation why. It's good, that's good. You have to be good. You have to explain why you have to be good, not bad. Good is good, and bad is bad. That's It's a basic principle of logic. It's, you know, it's a law of logic. Good, you have to be good, you shouldn't be bad.
It's more than that.
It's all our midos are because we have to resemble Hashem. You have to be in the storm, it's called, you have to be on a cover to the Rebbeinu. You have to bring Ashuras Hashchena in this world. The Rebbeinu has to be revealed in this world through the Adam. And the Rebbeinu was, like we say in Kigavna, before Kabbalah Shabbos, the Rebbeinu is only Sharia, the Rebbeinu rests, the Shechina only rests in Kigavna delay, something that's doimetu. If something is not doimetu Hashem, it doesn't resemble Hashem, Hashem won't rest there. You have to be doimetu Hashem. The Rebbeinu is the Tachlus HaToiv, so you have to be the Tachlus HaToiv in order to resemble Hashem. That's the basic law of Masechtas Midos. You're not building here a statue. You're not building here a Migdol V'Roshe B'Shamayim, a perfect person. I'm not building myself. The Inyan of Midos Toiv is not building yourself, building your character, building a structure of Midos Toivus. That's the Sitracha. That's called a Tzalam. It's a Vaidizor. No. You're bringing down a Shuras Hashchan in this world by being a Beis HaMikdash. You're being a Beis HaMikdash. In other words, all Midos could be defined as the Midos itself. Oh, you have Chazal say, Mahu Rachem, Afato Rachem. Mahu Chanan, Afato Chanan. Bersh is merciful, you'll be merciful. Bersh is good, he's Erech HaPai. You should be Erech HaPai. All Midos tell you this. So they ask a question that, according to Riyah Kodesh, many days in the Rishayinu, the first Midos came. So how do you say, Mahu Kel, Afato Kel? So the Torah says, yeah, because a Kodesh Baruch Hu Karel Yahe. In other words, Kel means the Chelik Elokai Momal that you have, the Neshama that you have, that's part of Hashem Himself, it's the Neshama, it's called the Chelik Elokai Momal. It's a certain godliness which the Bereshit infused into the Adam, and that's the real Adam. So it's not Mahu Rachem Afatu Rachem, that's not Pshat. Mahu Kel Rachem, Afatu Kel Rachem. In other words, it has to be apparent that you're a Neshama, you're a Rachem like a Neshama is a Rachem. Not you're a Rachem like a Guf could be a Rachem. It has to be a neshama that you're rachmanis. And a neshama is different. A neshama has, when someone is a racham, which resembles the kel racham, in other words, he's a divine racham, he's a godly racham, he's a kel racham, then the midah is completely different. Kel is a requirement for all midahs. You should be kel. You should know you're on a chelik al kaim amal, and now. Just like the Bereshit is a Keil Racham, you're a Keil Racham. Bereshit is a Keil Chanan, you're a Keil. Keil goes along with all the Midos. It's not the Bereshit is a Racham, the Bereshit is a Keil Racham. The Bereshit is a Keil Racham and Chanan. The Bereshit is a Keil, Erech HaPai. Everything is Keil. Keil is the first Midah. So that's the basic tachlis of being, bring all the Midos that it should be a resemblance to Hashem. Then your Chelik of the Kaima is going to be revealed. And that's going to bring the Ashuras Hashchina, Motza Minas Minot. The Bein Shem is going to be Shoyer on your Neshama. And you'll be a Beis HaMikdash. You'll be a Beis HaMikdash, which Adam is a Beis HaMikdash, which brings Ashuras Hashchina in the world. That's what the Pasuk says. Chazal learn out that Mahu Racham Afatu Racham. Because it says in the Shir of Anveyu. Anveyu means Ani Vahu. Mahu Racham Afatu Racham. The Targum says Vanveyu, Avnalei Bei Mikdash. Make a Beis HaMikdash. So it's very simple. The pasuk says like this: Ze Keli, he's my Kel. I'm a Kel and he's a Kel. He's my Kel. The Anveyu, I'll make a Beis HaMikdash for him. How will I make a Beis HaMikdash? Ma Hu Rachem Avater. In other words, I'm not going to build up a Tzalem of a Rachem. Ze Keli, he's my Kel, and I'm also a Kel. So I'll Anveyu, I'll make a place for Shoras Hashanah for him. Ma Hu Rachem Avater Rachem. Avnalei Mikdash. So before we started to resemble Hashem, the klal is einanu v'hu yichayin lader about gaiva. What's pshat about? What's pshat about merkavim? What's pshat about gaiva? Merkavim means you're a vessel of Ashuras Hashem. In other words, you're nothing. Whatever you have good is the Rebbeinu Shem himself, and you're true ani. Who is the ani of you is the Yenisham. And when the Rebbeinu Shem is revealed on you, in other words, you're bottled to Hashem. You're not. In other words, when I'm a Baal Midos, I have nothing. I'm a vessel of the Toiv of Hashem. Hashem uses me as his tool to reveal his presence, his goodness, his racham, his chanam. Now I'm only a tool that the Rebbeinu Shem uses. I'm a kigarzan biyad ha'chotz and biyad Hashem. I'm like a hammer that doesn't break, doesn't knock. The person that holds the hammer, a person's like a keli, a vessel that the Rebbeinu Shem uses him to reveal his goodness. And the pchir of the Adam is only to take away all the obstacles, all everything that opposes the Ashras Hashchana, and then the Rebbeinu Shem will rest on you. The greatest opposition of Ashras Hashchana is that you say that I'm something. Not interested. The Rebbeinu Shem should be something. I have to be something. When I have a good middah, it's the capital I that's a good middah. It's me. It's I. It's again I. It's again me. And again me. Like the Baal Musa used to say in Yiddish, There's a certain zemer, there's a song Baal Musa used to sing that says the dudala. It's called the dudala. Du in Yiddish means you. So you meant the Rebbeinu Shel. So it's a du, you. It's a Rebbeinu Shel. Du oben, du unten. You're on top. You're on the bottom. You're in the west. You're in the east. You're in the south. You're in the north. You dudala. Du. Do miskiven, do design, you were, you're gonna be, everything. It's called a nigin, it's called a dudam. The Baal Musa said that many people sing the ichala. Ichala means I here, I lamaila, I lamata, I mizrach, I darim, I, capital I, English I. No, it's you're nothing, you sing a dudal, you, Bernishlan, you. So what could be a more proper color beginning of Masechtas Avos? You're making here a Masechta of Midos. What are you doing? You're making it. You're building up a perfect man. He's going to be a big Avodah Zarah. He's going to be a big Talmid. You can't attack him. What are you going to criticize him? He's good. He's a Racham. He's a Chanam. He's wise. He's smart. He's even humble too. Everything he is. He's a structure. He's a machine. He's something. We're not building a machine. We're only teaching you to be a nothing. Want to be a nothing? Learn Masechta Avos. You want to sing a dudala. You want to feel that you manage nothing. You'll feel bad about it. You feel tremendous. You feel the amos. That's the true amos. You'll feel the sweetness of the amos by infusing yourself the knowledge that you're nothing. You're only a vessel of Hashem. So that was Sinai. What was Sinai? Makom of Ashuras Hashchina. The first makom of Ashuras Hashchina was Sinai. The first person of Ashuras Hashchina was Moshe Rabbeinu. Why were there anavim? Because the virgin can't rest on someone who's on me. If you're there, I'm not there. Not two things can be in the same space. You're there, I'm not there. You're not there, you're nothing, then I'm there. The Meloi Kalaretz Kevoida. So that's the Akdama of all the Midas Toivs. In other words, the Tana teaches us we're not building a perfect person, we're building up based on Mikdash, a place of Ashuras Hashem. So that's the first understanding that you have to. If you don't have that idea, you're not going to necessarily have to be honest. So you'll be honest too. Many made a joke sometimes. Probably there was a truth in every joke. And tell them they worked very much on being anov, bitl anov. So they used to make fun of the anov psula. They're not true anov. They're fake anov. So after learning years in Kelim, graduated the University of Hanover, and it was a big honor. So he went out of the yeshiva. There was a cat that was stretching itself like it looked like the cat is standing up for him. It's like a stretch. He said, "You don't have to stretch. It's good. It's an honor. It's a big bald guy. He thinks everyone stands up for him. He's a big bald guy. So the first law of Musa, of Masechtas Musa, Masechtas Avos is Moshe Kibul Torah Nisi. Continue something. Yeah.